Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
Making sure that the citizenry is engaged, votes, participates, and does so in an informed fashion ensures that we get the will of the people translated into governance the best our system can do.
Kathleen Hall Jamieson, a professor with the Annenberg School for Communication, says greater civics education could help bridge America's growing political divide. The school's most recent survey finds less than half of all U.S. adults can name all three branches of government. Jamieson says a misunderstanding of how the branches work leads to distrust in democracy. Local government is the least polarized, she says, and should be a focus of civics education throughout Americans' lifespan. The swing state of Wisconsin gets the spotlight tomorrow night when the Republican presidential candidates hold their first debate in Milwaukee. Former Republican Governor Scott Walker tells Fox News the state has an independent streak candidates can't ignore.
Voters here like someone that they feel, even if they have a tendency to vote one party or the other, they don't like to be strictly one party.
Four of the past six presidential elections have been decided by less than a percentage point in Wisconsin. Former President Donald Trump is expected to skip the debate. He has announced he will surrender to authorities on Thursday in Georgia, where he is accused of trying to overturn his 2020 election loss. The Tennessee House has voted to approve new rules which critics say limit free speech and peaceful protest. Representative Justin Jones, one of three members expelled from the House earlier this year for taking part in a gun violence protest on the House floor, says the rules silence any member considered out of order.
It seems like my Republican colleagues are more concerned with stopping dissent and silencing dissent than they are about stopping the crisis of mass shootings that should be the focus of this special session.
Governor Bill Lee had called the special session this week to address guns and mental health following a Nashville school shooting which left six people dead. In Washington, D.C., a group of House conservatives has revealed its demands in exchange for backing a short-term spending bill designed to avoid a government shutdown on September 30th. Representative Ralph Norman of South Carolina says it means no more woke policies and no blank check for Ukraine.
If you want to stop a program, cut the funding. And that's what you're seeing the Patriots behind me and the House Freedom Caucus willing to do.
Some of the lawmakers have suggested a government work stoppage to force a reduction in non-defense spending. And the settlement of a legal challenge in Pennsylvania means election officials will now be required to publicly report problems with voting machines. Election security advocates say it will provide an account of which machines work best, while others say the requirement will help suppress misinformation about voting machine malfunctions. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our eTrust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.